This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Oregon Coast Aquarium celebrating its 30th anniversary. Courtney Klug, Communications and Marketing Specialist, on with us. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
So let's talk about the aquarium. Many of our listeners here have gone over there for years. A very popular place. I know a lot of schools in Douglas County send kids over there on field trips as well. Kind of give folks, if they are not as familiar with it, an overall sense of kind of the mission and what the Oregon Coast Aquarium does.
The goal of the Oregon Coast Aquarium is to connect folks with the wonders of the Oregon coast. So we have an array of native species, ranging from sea otters to broad-nosed seven-gill sharks. It truly is a journey from seafloor to shore, and our goal is to connect folks and inspire ocean conservation. So letting people get a close-up look into the wonders of the underwater world.
For a lot of people, they enjoy visiting the Oregon coast. Some people just drive along, don't look at what is actually in the ocean all that closely. And by coming to the aquarium, they really get a better idea about what the ocean's all about.
Absolutely, yes. And so it's so easy to breeze past all these microorganisms or intertidal inhabitants. But when you go into the aquarium, you get that close-up look. You can see a barnacle feeding. You can look into a sea urchin's mouth. It's an experience unlike any other.
Now, it opened in 1992, and it's interesting because so many people have just always been there. I think I probably initially would have told you it had been there longer. What led to it opening to begin with?
So it was originally founded as a way to stimulate the economy in the Aquinnah Bay area. So the founders wanted something that would stimulate tourism while also serving locals, and that's how the aquarium came to fruition. So we first became incorporated as a nonprofit organization in 1984, and then after 8 years of planning and fundraising, we finally opened our doors to the public for the very first time on May 23rd, 1992.
And you got just a rousing response.
Absolutely, yes. So within 9 months, we had hosted our first million visitors, and that was 8 months sooner than was projected.
And, of course, a lot of note and notoriety went to the aquarium in 1996 with Keiko the whale.
Absolutely. People still call us about Keiko. I mean, what a charismatic creature. He really put us on the map. He was so well known internationally, and when he came to the aquarium, people flocked through our doors. We have never seen such rapid increase in attendance before or since.
Tell us a little bit more about Keiko's story.
So Keiko came to the aquarium after he gained international fame due to his part in the Free Willy movie. And so after that movie came out, it was determined that Keiko needed a space to become stronger and rehabilitated, and with the ultimate goal of releasing back into the wild. And so he was with us from 1996 to 1998, and then he departed for Icelandic waters.
Wow. I still remember that story. My kids were younger then, and Keiko the whale was a pretty popular topic around our house. So talk about the last couple of years at the aquarium, what it's been like trying to do what you do during a pandemic.
So the pandemic really hit us hard, but we've come out even stronger. So during the pandemic, we dealt with closures, we dealt with limited admissions, time ticketing. We're so grateful for the patience of our visitors during that time. It was difficult for everybody, but we all pulled together and came through. The aquarium has since recovered. Our membership levels are back to pre-2019 levels, and we're moving along with our capital campaign. It was launched in 2019. Had a bit of a delay, but now we're moving forward with the construction of a nature play area, outdoor amphitheater, and next year we're going to start construction on a new marine rehabilitation center.
So what's the status of the fundraising effort now? How are things going?
Things are going really well. We are so grateful for our generous donors. They make all the difference. There's still a little bit of ways to go, and so if folks want to contribute to these efforts, we really encourage them to donate to our Marine Rehabilitation Center fund, and they can do that at givetoaquarium.org.
So a lot going on, but even more in the future. And what are some of the things you're looking forward to seeing there in the upcoming years?
So the thing I'm most excited about, which isn't quite in the next few years, more so in the next few months, is the addition of our new nature play area. It's a great place for kids to get connected with nature, get all that energy out. And then down the line, I am really thrilled about the Marine Rehabilitation Center. Rehabilitation is at the center of what we do. We've rescued northern fur seals. We've rescued stranded sea turtles. And having that new facility will let us increase that capacity even more.
Well, 30 years, the anniversary right now for the Oregon Coast Aquarium. Courtney Clue, communications and marketing specialist, on with us today. Courtney, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Very much appreciate it.
8:36 at the Morning Report.